I'm trying to make sure. We're getting ready to get started. I'm sorry, we're about to get started. Father, we just, give me one sec. Father God, we just come before you right now. Father, I come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I just come before you right now, repenting of every sin that I've committed knowingly and unknowingly. Was it my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds? I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to forgive me, creating me a clean heart and renewing me a right spirit. I'm asking you, Lord, to take me out of the flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. Now, Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus all over this airways on this evening, Lord God. Father, I pray right now as I dedicate this service back to you, that now my will, but thy will be done, Lord God. I'm asking you in the mighty name of Jesus that you will move by your spirit in this service on today, Lord God. I'm asking you, Father God, that you will meet every need, Lord God, in everybody's life that's on this service, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, some need physical healing on today. Some need a spiritual healing. Some need an emotional healing or mental healing, Lord God. Father, but we pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord God, you will heal your people. You said by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. So we thank you in advance for healing your people, Lord God. Some need a financial healing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my second, Diando, Cosindiando, Koroshibiate, Hidealora. We praise your name, Lord God. We magnify your name. We exalt your name, for your name is above every name. You said at the name of Jesus that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. So I take authority over every demonic force that is coming up against this service and coming up against your people in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we bind every demonic spirit in the name of Jesus. And we just loose the power of the Holy Ghost through the airways. Hallelujah! Glory to God. We plead the blood of Jesus in the airways right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you for those, oh God, that's receiving the word on today. Those that's going to receive the word in the future, Lord God. We ask that, Father, you will move by your power, by your spirit. You said, but it's not by power nor by might, but by your spirit, saith the Lord. And so we honor you today, Lord God. We magnify your name today. Mayore kisiti andalare sokona. Doriamba seriando shuloko reliataha. Wote seriamba kanzerebosho. God, we just thank you, Lord God, for healing your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, glory, God. To God. Glory 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 to God. Glory! Hallelujah. We ask you to take out the stony heart and put in the heart of flesh, Lord God. Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my. You said in your word that many, in the end, Lord God, that the love of many will wax cold, Lord. But we pray that the love of God will begin to burn hot in people's hearts, oh God. In the name of Jesus. That people will begin to return unto the Lord in the name of Jesus. That they will return, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God. We bind the spirit, oh God, that the under sheki and the under sokoradalabasada. That's hindering your people from returning unto you with their whole heart, Lord God. Even with fasting and praying, we magnify your name.
Yes, Lord.
We exalt your name. Hallelujah. For you said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and all they that dwell therein. So, Lord God, we thank you right now, Lord God. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus that, Father God, for the furtherance of the gospel, Lord God, that you will move upon the hearts of mankind, Lord God, that they may receive the love of Jesus Christ and the engrafted word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we want to say thank you, hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, hallelujah. We want to say thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we bless him right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. Hallelujah. 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 Woo, thank you, Jesus. Just give me hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. You're worthy to be praised. If you have your Bibles, go with me to Nehemiah chapter 2. Nehemiah chapter 2.
Oh, have mercy.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to start. Yeah, Kosa. Oh, God, give us your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nehemiah chapter 2. I'm going to start at verse 2. It says, wherefore the king said unto me, why is thy countenance sad, seeing thou art not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then I was very sore afraid. And said unto the king, let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad? I'm sorry. And said unto the king, let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad? When the city, the place of my father, suffers, lieth waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire. Then the king said unto me, for what doest thou makest request? So I prayed to the God of heaven, and I said unto the king, if it please the king, and if thy servant have found favor in thy sight, that thou wouldest send me unto Judah, unto the city of my father's sepulchers, that I may build it. And the king said unto me, the queen also sitting by him, for how long shall thy journey be? And when wilt thou return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I sent him a time. Moreover, I said unto the king, if it please the king, let letters be given to me to the governors beyond the river, that they may convey me over till I come into Judah. And a letter to Asa Warabora, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the palace, which pertaineth to the house, for the wall of the city, and for the house that I shall enter into. And the king granted me according to the good hand of my God upon me. I want to focus on verse 3 in this chapter. I was seeking the Lord, asking him, what it was that he wanted me to give on today, because I had absolutely no idea what he wanted me to give. And he had brought this before me. And as he, brought this before me, many things, entered into my spirit. Glory to his name. When you look at that, he said, and said unto the king, let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad when the city, the place of my father's supper, lies waste and the gates thereof are consumed with fire? And you look at him and he goes on to verse 4. He puts it, he said, and the king asked, he said, then the king said unto me, for what doest thou make request? So I prayed to the God of heaven. And I said unto the king, if it please the king, and if thy servant have found favor in thy sight, that thou wouldest send me unto Judah, unto the city of my father's sepulchres, that I may build. Now, when you wolebe hore hashe, yoloko shiki diaha, he said so he could build. When the Spirit of God was dealing with me about that, he was dealing with me about the conversation he and I was having the other day, and I was talking to the Lord about, you know, different things that I see in the church. And when I say the church, people, because I'm a pastor of this particular ministry, people think I'm talking about this particular part of ministry. This ministry is not the church. It's part of the church. And so, you know, yes, this ministry will be included in it, but I was talking to him about the church. And because yeah, I don't know what it is, but it's a lot of people that, especially in this ministry, we got a lot of people in this ministry that think everything is just focused on them. And there is a whole world out there. There's a lot of things going on. And I said, Lord, I said, I don't know why people feel like that everything is about them is just everything. No, it's things going on. When you look at the state of the world right now, look at Israel. Israel is in war. They're fighting, and check this out. Everybody, a lot of people have turned against them. But when you think about what caused them to get into this war is that Hamas attacked them first. But people want to talk about how they over there killing babies and all this. I'm like, well, get in your word. In the word, God told them to kill them. When God was talking to the Israelites about them destroying the heathenistic nation that was coming out before them, he told them to wipe them all out. Matter of fact, when King Saul was king, and Samuel had given him the word of the Lord told them to wipe everything out, all the animals, everybody, children and all. And Saul didn't do what God told him to do. And because he did not do what God told him to do, they still had their enemy that was able to rise up, because they had let that king and his queen live. And when Samuel got there, he killed the king because Saul didn't do it. But the queen got away, and she got away with a baby in her womb. So that nation was able to get back up, to relive and thrive. And that nation came back after them to destroy them again. This is when you get down to the story of Esther. When you get to Esther and you see that was that same nation that, what's his name? Haman, what's the man's name? That was next to King Xerxes. He was right next to him. Haman, yeah. Haman was of that descendant of that nation. And he wanted to destroy the children of Israel. So when you start talking about people talking about all this humane stuff, all this crap they got going on, all this other kind of dumb stuff they got going on with themselves, you need to get into the Bible. Because the Bible tells us that we are supposed to love what God loves and hate what God hates. And you need to know the truth. Another reason why we need to know the truth is that, hey, look at this right here. Everybody's not predestined to be saved. God and I already, before we even got to this earth, he already handpicked who was going to be saved. And that's the reason why in the scriptures he tell them to tell the angels to hold back until he marked in their forehead the servants of the Lord. Those who was called to be to serve the Lord, he was going to mark them. There's a seal that God places upon his people. Those that belong unto him. God is very jealous over his people. Now let's get back to this. So he said he was sorrowful because his father's city, the city of his fathers, was laying in waste. You know, he wanted to go and rebuild. He wanted to go build it. And so as the Lord was dealing with me about this and it was coming across my spirit, he said, who wants to build up the Lord's house? And so the thing is, one of the true signs of a believer of God is that their heart is sorrowful for God's house. And who is weeping over the house of God? Matter of fact, the scriptures talks about the wailing women. And they talked about how the wailing women, how they weep. You know, when there's matters of concerns that's going on spiritually, they always call for the wailing women to weep. It's something about when there's a true weeping in the heart. Adoko, matileko, mastoriandesiandoko, for the city of God to be restored. And Lord said, and he said, in this interpretation of this, he said, my house to be restored. He said, who's weeping for the house of God to be restored? So, you know, in their day and time, they physically was thinking about the actual building, right? But the building of God right now is the body, which is the temple of the Holy Ghost, the sanctuary of God. Who's weeping for it to be built back up, to be restored? Paul said it best. He said, he told us to, thank you, Chief. Uva said many on me, she did go. Yeah, let it on show. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. You know, when Paul was talking about us, about our salvation, he told us to go out there with fear and trembling as we see the day approach. You all, it's so much stuff going on right now where the eyes of the people have been closed. Their ears have been shut, so that they will not be able to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. The Spirit of God is weeping over the house of God. And those who are connected to the Spirit is weeping over the house of God. There is a godly sorrowfulness. There's a godly sorrow of heart. When you can sit back and see all the things that's going on, hello, mama, show me kinda, korea, baba, shoot. But oh, mama, but creation is growing for the manifestation of the sons of God. He said, you gotta understand in all this, the sorrow of heart. Eliopa, but let me go here. We'll go still. Let me go here. Y'all, God is funny. Hallelujah. God is funny. Let me tell you something. The Lord and I have conversations a lot, and I want to give you more than one verse, but I'm going to go into the one that I really want to go off to. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 2 says, "For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon what our house, which is from heaven." Now, give me 1 second, and I want to really get off into this. Glory to God. Let's just go all the way there. Let's go there. Hallelujah. Ilios mio con mahari. Okay, so when you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, you start at the first verse. It says, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heaven. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we should not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we should be unclothed, but clothed upon, but clothed upon that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought for us the same self thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather, willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciousness." Let me go ahead and do this right quick in the basic English, and then I'm going to flip over to the other thing that he wanted me, the other scripture he wanted me to get into. Leo consi con dalahi, con de seria la rabo coria de serabate, borreshidu con dalahi dia candiota, robare. Okay, so, "But we are conscious that if this our tent of flesh is taken down, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in heaven. But in this we are crying in weariness, greatly desiring to be clothed with our house from heaven, so that our spirits may not be unclothed. For truly we who are in this tent do give out cries of weariness, for the weight of care which is on us, not because we are designed to be free from the body, but so that we may have our new body, and death may be overcome by life. Now he who has made us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a witness of what is to come. So then we are ever without fear, and though conscious that while we are in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we are walking by faith, not by seeing. For we are without fear, designed to be free from the body and to be with the Lord. For this reason, we make it our purpose in the body or away from it to be well-pleasing to him. For we all have to come before Christ to be judged, so that every one of us may meet his reward for the things done in the body, good or bad. Having in mind, then, the fear of the Lord, we put these things before men. But God sees our hearts, and it is my hope that we may seem right in your eyes." Okay, so when you look at this thing and in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, they're talking about the groaning, you know, which is a deep crying, to be clothed upon with the house from which is heaven. You know, those who are truly in the Spirit, they cry out to be clothed with the Spirit of God because of the fact that Boriate, Borilage, Rolaboconiate, that they hurt, The things of the flesh, they don't have to worry about any longer. The things that will get in the way of what they really want from God. And what that is to appear like him, to be like him, you know. And so I was reading something the other night. I forgot which gospel I was in, where Jesus was giving the parable, and he was talking about how he sent them out to get people off the street to come in, because those he beckoned to come didn't come. The king, you know, beckoned to come because his son Mary's table was prepared, and he sent them to go get the people off the streets. And when the king came in, he noticed that there was a man that was in there that didn't have on the wedding clothing that they had for when you come to the feast for a marriage. There was a certain dress that you had to have. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so the king represented God the Father. And the son was Jesus. And it was the wedding feast of the Lamb. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. And so when you sit back and you look at these things, he asked the man, why you don't have on the wedding apparel? You know, he was like, you know, and so he told them to take him out of there and take him to the torches where they'd be weeping and gashing the teeth. So we all know what that is. That was hell. That was the men that they had to come in to get him was the angels, and the angels were taking him to go take him into hell's fire to be tortured, to be, you know, weaving and gashing the teeth. Why is that? Because there's an apparel that we're supposed to have. And when you look at this scripture right here, it says, for in this we are crying, and women is greatly designed to be clothed with our house from heaven, so that our spirits may not be unclothed. He was a spirit that was unclothed. He had on clothes, but it was not the clothes of the wedding feast. So you got to make sure that you dress.
Yeah.
And so there's a groaning within the church, the true church, to be clothed. We want to be clothed with the clothing that God had for the clothes. Matter of fact, there's other verses in the scriptures where he talks about the body. You know, but the body is the, you got to understand something. There's a spirit of God. You, when you are saved, when you get saved, you have a gown of salvation. But then there's a robe of righteousness. And so again, you know, God says, so he said, so there's a groaning within ourselves to be clothed with this clothes. Why? So that when we appear before God, and you know, everything, the deeds we've done in this body, we don't want to appear before him. But we clothed in the robe of righteousness, then he's going to receive us unto himself. But when we're not, then we are naked. And so, you know, when you're naked, you're exposed. All the things that's not of God is exposed, and you got to be sent out. There's nothing naked that can come into the kingdom. And so, let's get on. You know, it gets a whole lot deeper than this. You know, God, this is not where he wants to just lay this down. He wants to go farther with us in the gospel. Let me go farther us in the word. On the things that he is saying. So let's go to Romans. Let's look at chapter 8. I'm going to start. I'm going to start at verse 14. No, verse 13. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. And which is what I was telling you about the nakedness. Because when you're naked, when you're in the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You have to actually be led by the spirit of the living God to be a son of God. Okay. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. But ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also glory, may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Notice that the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who have subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. But we know that the whole creation groaneth. There you go again, they groan. For the we know the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together unto now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to wit the redemption of our body. Don't that sound like we just got to read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5? For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why do it he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for God, for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let's look at this thing in the basic English, because God is seeing some things. And when I was getting ready to say, I know it seemed like I'd be talking around stuff, but I'm in the Spirit. And what you gotta understand, when you live in the Spirit, you don't see things the way other people see it. You see it as the Spirit of God, it reveals it unto you. And as I was in the Spirit with the Lord, and I was telling you, the Lord and I was talking the other day, the Spirit of God kept telling me, when I kept saying, God, I don't know what I'm preaching about, he kept saying, you really do know what you're gonna preach about. But he tripped me out at first, because he sent me to Nehemiah. And Nehemiah was not what we was talking about, but it was connected. When you begin to look at what the Spirit of God is saying, you will see these connections. Nehemiah was talking about his soul, his heart, you know, grieving. You know, he was burning. He had a burden. And if you listen to what God is saying by the Spirit, that those who are really of God, they have a burden for salvation. They have a burden to be clothed with righteousness, not self righteousness, but the righteousness of Christ. They have a burden to put out the flesh and to put on the Spirit of God. And so Jacob Samari, Conialando Soroba Conde, Elarando, Marogoria Nekishiroba, Nana, La Costa. And so when God and I was talking, we was talking about the groaning. And he was saying there's, you know, about the travailing of even the earth. The creatures are even groaning for the truth, for the manifestations of God. I never forget, I was, I have a lot of different experiences. I've had a lot of different experiences. And I know some experiences where I've been around some situations with some animals. And I had noticed certain things. And I was like, Lord, I'm like, can they see? Well, what we can't see. And it would, 'cause it would be the way that, that they would respond to me in conjunction to what, how I seen them respond with other people. And I was like, Lord, it must be something that they see. It's got to be something else. You got to understand, creation is groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God. Who are the sons of God? The sons of God are those who are led by the Spirit of God. Why is this the case? Because the creation realizes that if we are led by the Spirit, then all things will be made right. The things that they are experiencing, they won't be experiencing anymore. Because then there will be the truth of God that will be revealed. When you look at this thing in the basic English, it says for in verse 15, for you did not get the spirit of servants again to put you in fear. But the spirit of sons was given to you by which we shall say, Abba, Father. The spirit is witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if we are children, we have a right to a part in the heritage, a part in the things of God, together with Christ. So that if we have a part in his pain, we will in the same way have a part in his glory. Now, check this out. People don't want to have a part in his pain. You know, when I talked last week and the week before, he was talking about how the glory was revealed in the wilderness. The people don't want to go through nothing. They don't want to be in a wilderness spirit. They don't want to be in a waste place. But he says right here, if we are children, we have a right to a part in the heritage, a part in the things of God together with Christ, so that if we are part in his pain, we will in the same way have a part in his glory. I am of the opinion that there is no comparison between the pain of this present time and the glory which we will see in the future. See, you know, the children of Israel, they were complaining about the pain. They were going through being hungry, thirsty, not being in their comfortable place anymore. And as Aaron was talking to them, they looked to the wilderness. They thought of what? The glory of God. They had to look to the wilderness and see the glory. But God saying that in this time, under this dispensation, he's like, there shall be a glory that shall be revealed. And so he says, for the strong desire of every living thing is waiting for the revelation of the sons of God. But every living thing was put under the power of change, not by its desire, but by him who made it so in hope. That all living things will be made free from the power of death and will have a part with the free children of God in glory. But we are conscious that all living things are weeping and sorrowing in pain together till now. Now, what was going on with Nehemiah? He was weeping. He was in burning. He was burning. He had a sorrow. Why? Because he wanted the city to be rebuilt of his fathers. Let me keep going. And not only so he was going to try to rebuild the temple and all that stuff like that. But we are the temple. We're the temple of the Holy Ghost. There should be a great sorrow to see it built. And not only so, but we who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we have sorrow in our minds, waiting for the time when we will take our place as sons. That is the salvation of our body. For our salvation is by hope. But hope which is seen is not hope. For who is hoping for what he sees? But if we have hope for that which we see not, then we will be able to go on waiting for it. And in the same way, the Spirit is a help to our feeble heart. For we are not able to make prayer to God in the right way, but the Spirit puts our desires into words which are not in our power to say. And he who is the searcher of hearts has knowledge of the mind of the Spirit, because he is making prayers for the saints in agreement with the mind of God. And we are conscious that all things are working together for good to those who have love for God and have been marked out by his purpose. Because those of whom he had knowledge before they came into existence, this is what I was talking about earlier, were marked out by him to be made like his son, so that he might be the first among a band of brothers. And those who were marked out by him were named. And those who were named were given righteousness. And to those to whom he gave righteousness in the same way he gave glory. What may we say about these things? If God is for us, who can? Who is against us? He who did not keep back his only son, but gave him up for us all, will he not with him freely give us all things? Who will say anything against the saints of God? It is God who makes us clear from evil. Who will give a decision against us? It is Christ Jesus, who not only was put to death, but came again from the dead, who is now at the right hand of God, taking our part. Who will come between us and the love of Christ? Will trouble, or pain, or cruel acts, or the need of food, or of clothing, or danger, or the sword? As it is said in the holy writings, because of you we are put to death every day. We are like sheep ready for destruction. But we are able to overcome all these things and be more through his love. For I am certain that not death or life or angels or rulers or things present or things to come or powers or things on high or things under the earth or anything which is made will be able to come between us in the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. It's up to you. Are you groaning within yourself to be clothed upon with God's clothing? Are you crying within yourself mourning that the flesh will die, that the Spirit of the living God may live in you? God said it best. He said Nehemiah was burdened. Are you burdened? Do anybody have a burden for Christ? He like, what is the center focus of your mind right now? What are you attuned to? Are you attuned to the Spirit, or are you attuned to the things of this world? He said that in itself will give us the answer of what we're really hoping for. He said we should be clothed with his righteousness. God said there are some things that I have given to him. He said, I'm calling for the wailing women. He said, I'm calling forth the burden men. That's going to be burdened with the prayer for the people until they come into the knowledge of the truth.
Yay.
He said, I'm burdened upon them. Not only are they being burdened by their own soul, but they're being burdened by the soul of another one. The scripture says, he that winneth souls is wise.
Oh, yes, it does.
He didn't say he that tried to get a name for himself. But
yeah.
You got to understand the greatest work is a nameless work.
Ooh, glory to God.
And he was like, he said, Ebo Shabahada. He said, except you become a servant of all, he said, you will not be servant. You got to be servant of the living God. You got to learn how to be selfless instead of self-serving. And so the Spirit of the living God is calling for those who have a burden. He's like, do you have a burden for God's hope? Do you have a burden for God's righteousness? Do you have a burden for the kingdom of heaven? Are you hungry and thirsting after righteousness that you may be filled? He said, I want to give you something that you can just sustain you. He said, and you can't be the same on the things of this life. He said, because the things of this life perishes away. He said, but the things that I give, it brings forth life eternal. And then it not only bring forth life eternal, but it produces life. He said, and then those who have a spirit to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the church, I said, come unto me who are weary and heavy laden, and I shall give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I, Lord, hallelujah. I'm meek and I'm lowly. He said, come and return unto me. Hallelujah. And I shall heal you of your backslide. Have a burden for the building of God's city. The city is comprised of the body of Christ. The church is hurting right now. And the church needs to recover. He said, so there's a burden, there's a groan. He said, and if you was to look at this word today, he said, where is those that's grown? Where are those that are grown? Where are those that are grown? Father, we just thank you for your word, for your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Once again, I come repenting of every sin that I committed knowingly and unknowingly. Was it my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds? I'm asking you to forgive me, create me, a clean heart, renew in me a right spirit. Take me out of the flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me, Lord. Father God, I'm asking you, Lord God, that even as this word has gone forth today, that Lord God, that it begin to produce fruit in your people's lives. And that you would give your people understanding of this word, God. Give them wisdom about this word, Lord God. Hallelujah. And Father, give them Father knowledge, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We bless your name, for you are put. Your name is above every name. And you said in the name of Jesus, let every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. Hallelujah. At this time, you know, this was Apostle George just bringing the word. I'm getting ready to call up Prophet Junior to see if the Lord gave her a word while I was going forth. If not, if he didn't give a word, then she's going to give an announcement. And when she gets through with the announcements, I will come back and pray for people's tithes and their offerings and pray for seed.
Can you all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. As you all know, members paying your tithes and your offering, and visitors as well that are on the line today, as you would if we were in the building giving an offering, I'm asking that you will go to www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. That's www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Click on the send a donation button. Also, members, be mindful, this is Seed Sunday. If you're a visitor on the line and you'd like to give Pastor a love offering, I'm asking that you would text her at 214-507-3626. Again, that's 214-507-3626. Also, this is a new year that is amongst us. Be mindful of pastoral appreciation. Go ahead and start paying towards your pastoral appreciation so that you won't have to, you know, be trying to rush and do it all at the end. If you have any questions for me, members, you know how to contact me. And I thank you all.
All right, this is Apostle George. I'm getting ready to pray over the tithes and over the offerings. And I'm also getting ready to pray over the seeds. Father God, we just come before you once again in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come once again repenting of every sin that I committed knowingly or unknowingly. Was it my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds? I'm asking you to please forgive me. Create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit. Take me out of the flesh, Father, and allow your Holy Spirit to rise. Holy Ghost, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God want me to say something. And this is for somebody that's on the line today. You've been seeking God on promotion, but he said you have not done anything worthy of a promotion. He said, you're a very selfish, self-centered individual. He said, matter of fact, you hate it when people seem like they move ahead of you, and you get angry within yourself when people seem like they move ahead of you if they gotten more of you. He said, you do not have a gracious heart. He said, you are an individual that do not want to see anybody have more than you. He said, that's the reason why you have not moved forward. He said, in your giving, he said, no matter how many times he have talked to you you about stop giving the same thing over time. He said, you do not pray and seek me on your offering. He said, you pay your tithes. He said, you all pay for tithe pay. He said, but you do not, you don't give offerings being led by the Spirit of God. He said, you're very stingy with your offerings. He said, these are the reasons why you have not moved forward. He said, I have tried to deal with you time and time again about your heart. He said, your heart is not right. He said, even to the point that when you have relatives that seem like they getting ahead of you in certain areas, it disturbs you. He's like, you need to be delivered. He said, but you can't see it. He said, you're so far gone in your mind that you can't see where you are. And he said, and this is the reason why you have not been able to move forward. He said, this is the reason why you have not seen the promotions that you're looking for and the financial breakthrough where you want to go high. He said, you're not doing anything that's deserving of it. Your fruits show that you are not deserving of it. He said, you need to repent. He said, and you need to be obedient to the Spirit of the living God. Father, we just thank you for your word. For your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. God, we just thank you once again, Lord, as I lift up your people's tithes and their offerings unto you. Father, you know it's the first fruit of your people's increase, Lord. And Father, I just come right now asking you, Lord, according to your word, that you rebuke the devourer for your people's sake and that you will open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that they will not have room enough to receive. Lord, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that, Lord God, that you would, just because the Spirit of God said that you called us to prefer somebody, esteem another higher than yourself. The scriptures tell us we're not supposed to think too high of ourselves or too low, but soberly, such as God has dealt with us. And we are never supposed to be in the mindset of wanting to be number one or the top. We should always be able to esteem someone else higher. We're always supposed to be able to push someone higher. And see, when you have a true heart of that, then God can bless because of that. Father, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just praise you right now. Lord God, we thank you for rebuking the devourer for your people, saying that you opened up the windows of heaven for the blessing that people will not have room to receive, Lord. Let it be pressed down, shaken together, and running over, Lord, that men will give back unto their bosom, Lord God. Let the spirit of increase happen, Lord God, because they've been faithful to your word, Lord God. And so, Lord, we just thank you right now, Lord God. We lift up those who have seeded into my life, Lord, for you said in your word that whatever we give in the name of a prophet, we shall receive a prophet's reward. So, Lord, we bless you for a prophet's reward over these people's lives, God. We pray for crazy favor in their life, God. Father God, word favor that just don't make any sense, Lord God. We ask that you would do a new thing, Lord God, and that you would cause it to spring forth in their lives, Lord God. That, Father God, that they would look back at this time in their life and realize that, Lord God, it was from the seed, Lord God, that it brought them to where they are, Lord, where you're getting ready to take them, Lord. So we just glorify your name. We said we thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders following them and them not following it, God. We thank you for the favor that's upon my life, that it would be upon their life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The word there was a no, that there would be a yes, oh God, because they have seen about your servant, Lord God. And so we ask you in the name of Jesus that you would see about those things concerning them, God. Some of them need a spiritual healing, Lord God. Some of them, Lord God, need all manners of things to take place in their life. So, Lord, we just pray that you will move by your spirit on today, Lord God. And Father, we're looking to see you do this expediently, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you have a prayer request, you can text your prayer request in to 214-507-3626. Again, that's 214-507-3626, and I will be praying. I'm looking for the prayer reports. But as people as God begin to answer the prayers and the blessings begin to follow, miracles begin to happen, we're looking to hear from you on it. So I'm getting ready to end this call. God bless you and love you. And may God keep you, is my prayer.